The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Happy State of the Union Day. The State of the Union sucks, ladies and gentlemen. That's pretty much it. So you don't have to watch tonight. No need to. We are going to be providing you with real-time fact-checking on ToddStarnes.com throughout the president's address. Now, the question is, will the president be able to make it all the way through the speech? And what kind of meds are they going to juice him up with tonight? We are working on that information, and we've got an inquiry into the White House. We'll let you know what they tell us. But they're going to have to double up on whatever he's been getting. Maybe make him drink a six-pack of Mountain Dew. Maybe that'll do it. So anyway, we're going to be taking your calls today as well. I want to start out, though, with a weird story that unfolded yesterday afternoon after our show. And it ties. There's a lot to tie into all of this. There are three stories that all tie in to a very important point that I want to make with you today. So first of all, late yesterday, Steven Crowder, the conservative guy's got the YouTube channel. Does he still have YouTube? He keeps getting kicked off of YouTube. Anyway, Steven Crowder, you know Steven Crowder. And he got some exclusive information, some intel from one of his sources within the FBI. And it involved a situation right here in Memphis, Tennessee. So there was this guy, and he's a messed up kid. And he had been texting his parents saying that he wanted to basically blow up Trump supporters by rigging his van with explosives. Now, I did a little bit of research, found out, you know, this guy's social media pages. I was looking through, scanning over the media pages, and I saw that on the back of his van, he had the words from the river to the sea scrawled over the back of his van. Now, the parents said he's basically a nut job, and the investigation was we got to find this guy and find out what his intent is. Now, this was on February the 29th. We just found out about it yesterday. So my question is, why is it, why did the feds, why did they sit on this information? Why did Homeland Security not alert people that there could be some sort of a nut job out there that may be wanting to harm Trump supporters? Why did the FBI not release that information? Now, they ended up finding this guy, and for whatever reason, they decided not to arrest him or charge him. And again, this goes back to the reporting of Steven Crowder that this guy was certifiable. He's crazy. Well, I got news for you. Crazy people do crazy things. And it seems to me if you've got a guy on February the 29th, if you know that there's some guy and you're looking for this guy and he's driving through a town or a city, it seems to me you would want to alert that town or city to the fact that a potential domestic terrorist is looking to blow up Trump supporters. By the way, there aren't that many out here in these parts, so yesterday afternoon I kind of peeked out the window of the news bunker to make sure there wasn't a van nearby. But this guy was going to rig his van with explosives and blow Trump supporters to kingdom come. That's what he was going to do. But I found it interesting that law enforcement did not want to tell the general population about that. Does that bother you? Does that concern you? Because I'm telling you right now, moving into this election cycle, and this goes all the way back to 2016, where the Democrats have been fomenting this violence against Trump supporters. Now, in the media, all you hear about are how horrible and violent the Trump supporters are, but they're not, right? They're in reality, they're not. The people that are shooting up schools and churches and doing all this vandalism are on the left. They're either Antifa, BLM, transgender folks, or just run-of-the-mill Democrats. And we've got some audio here. And the reason why I think this is important is that we sort of need to know if there's a crazy man in a van loaded with explosives, or at least the very possibility there could be a crazy man driving around with a van full of explosives. We need to know that so we can just be prepared. What would have happened if this guy had really wanted to blow up Trump supporters? There you go, Todd. All that hyperbole. All that hyperbole. The Democrats are just good people. They're just good, decent people. They may disagree with you politically, but they're good-hearted people. Oh, really? Cut number one.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
There needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
You got to be ready to throw a punch.
You have to be ready to throw a punch.
Donald Trump, I think you need to go back and punch him in the face.
That I thought he should have punched him in the face. I
feel like punching him.
I'd like to take him behind the gym if I were in high school.
If we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
No, I will go and take Trump out tonight.
Take him out now. Okay.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Please, get up in the face of some Congress people.
People will do what they do.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
We're going to go in there, we're going
to... This is just a warning to you Trumpers. Be careful. Walk lightly. And for those of you who are soldiers, make them pay.
If you had to be stuck in an elevator with either President Trump, Mike Pence, or Jeff Sessions, who would it be?
Does one of us have to come out alive?
A big chuckle fest to these people. These are actually elected officials. That was, remember Chucky Schumer? I want to tell you, Gorsuch. I want to tell you, Kavanaugh. Tell us what, Chucky? Why isn't that guy in jail, by the way? I mean, every single person that you just heard ought to be charged as an accessory to the crime, or if nothing else, actually fomenting riots across the nation. So all that to say, you've got all these Democrats out there, and look, if you're some sort of a kooky moron driving around in a van, and you've got mommy and daddy issues, and you want to blow people up, and then you hear somebody like, you know, I don't know, Kamala Harris, or one of the squawking magpies on The View, or the man-woman, what's-her-face on MSDNC in primetime, and you hear these people, and they're telling people to get out there and go after Trump supporters, yeah, I can see where that would be a very dangerous thing. And that brings me to what's happening right now. They have erected massive protective fencing around the U.S. Capitol under the orders of President Biden. And I get it, right? It makes sense because we've got a lot of Islamic radicals that have been able to breach the borders, and they're just waiting to attack our leaders. So you want to make sure that everybody's safe, right? You don't want anybody blown up. So they're erecting this fence, which I think is once again an illustration of the failure of the Biden administration's policies. We're all in danger. But President Biden and the other lawmakers there, they all deserve to be protected. But what about the American people? Don't we deserve to be protected as well? I mean, a lot of people are now wondering, well, wait a second, why isn't President Biden not building a fence along the southern border? He's going to build one around the Capitol, but he's not going to build one along the southern border. What's up with that? Here's Congressman Tom Tiffany from Wisconsin, Cut 15.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the State of the Union is here tonight. President Biden will be giving his presentation at the United States Capitol, and he'll be protected by this fence just put in today for him. But yet he will not put up a wall on the southern border to protect Americans.
No, he will not. And here's the deal. If Biden can build a wall around the Capitol, he can build a wall along the southern border. The fact is that hundreds of thousands of Americans have actually been victims of the illegals who have breached our borders. Lake and Riley, the 22-year-old Georgia nursing student, one of the most high-profile cases. And here's the thing. No doubt, I believe President Biden deserves to be protected. But you know what? So did Lake and Riley. She deserved to be protected. And she is dead because of Joe Biden. She is dead because of Alejandro Mayorkas. And then that brings me to the third story. And this is insane. So the New York governor, Kathy Hochul, has now deployed the National Guard and the state police to the subway system in New York City, which, by the way, Mayor Eric What's-His-Face Adams said yesterday, after all of this had happened, that crime is actually plummeting in New York City. So if that's the case, why are they calling out the National Guard? Cut number 7.
Point one. I'm redeploying nearly 1,000 members of the New York State Police, MTA Police, and MTA National Guard to conduct bag checks in the city's busiest transits. They'll start seeing them at the tables, making sure that weapons are not being brought in, working in concert with our New York State Police,
okay,
as well as our NYPD. Because no one heading to their job or to visit family or to go to a doctor appointment should worry that the person sitting next to them possesses a deadly weapon.
Okay. Anybody believe that? Do you really believe that she deployed 1,000 National Guard troops to the subway system just to look inside people's bags? I'm going to throw out a theory here. This has nothing to do with fighting crime. I suspect what they're not telling us, and that's the issue. What are they not telling us? The FBI did not tell us that there was some guy possibly driving around Memphis, Tennessee with a van loaded with explosives looking to blow up MAGA people. They didn't tell us that. So what are they not telling us in New York City? Is it possible, ladies and gentlemen, that there is a clear and present danger in our country and it is right now heading to New York City or very well may be in New York City? Is it possible that the Islamic radicals may be targeting our subway system in New York City? And maybe that's the real reason that the National Guard troops are there. Folks, every single New York City traffic or a transit stop looks like a TSA checkpoint. That's not normal. And that is not stopping crime. Something else is up. So what do you think it is? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. Our God-given freedoms are facing unrelenting attacks. It's a battle for truth, and the only way we win is if we stand together. Hi, I'm Todd Stearns, and thankfully, Alliance Defending Freedom has been defending our rights for 30 years and winning. Right now, they're involved in two critical cases before the Supreme Court. They're suing the FDA for endangering the health and safety of women and girls. And in the second case, they're assisting the state of Idaho to defend its law protecting the lives of women and their unborn children against the Biden administration's attempt to override the law and force doctors to perform abortions. And they need your help. With your best gift, you courageously join ADF in fighting critical Supreme Court cases against government lawlessness and help defend our cherished freedoms. So call 855-417-6556 right now or go to ToddStearns.com and click on the ADF banner. With your help, I've already pledged to raise $17,000 by March 31st for ADF. Go to ToddStearns.com or call 855-417-6556 to make your best offer right now. I know with your help, we can beat that goal and help make a generational difference for freedom. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show, and we are very excited. Coming up March 19th, my brand new book officially launches in bookstores. You can pre-order a copy right now wherever you buy your books, and we recommend Barnes & Noble and Books A Million. Both are very excited about this book, and they're very excited about working with a conservative author, and I really do appreciate that. So we would love for you to go out there, help us. We need a strong launch day, and you can help us out because all of the books that are ordered between now and launch day actually count for the day of the launch. So Twilight's Last Gleaming is the name of the book, and you can get it wherever you buy your books. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. We will start our day in the beautiful state of Maine. WLOB, Mike hanging out with us today. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind?
How you doing, Todd? Well, I think you might be right about what's going on in New York. You know, everybody seems to forget after 9/11, the New York Police Department has its own intelligence agency now, as well as we turn the FBI into an intelligence agency, which is a big mistake. But nevertheless, that's how we picked up the chatter out of the mosque in Jersey. So they might have caught some chatter, either religious chatter or some other chatter about New York being targeted. Now, she's got to call out the guard because they know one of the biggest threats is the subways. So you can do a lot of damage to New York in the subways. So you may be right on this. You may be right on the money on this. They might have picked up chatter on this, and they're just doing a preventive measure. I'll tell you, Todd, I worked security for years and years for this nation, and I've never, ever been more scared of something happening within the country than I am right now.
Mike,
this
open border is insane. And when you look at the New York City subway system, you've got 4 million people every single day are riding the subway. And there's just no way for law enforcement to guard every single subway stop. There's just not, which makes it a very easy target for the terrorist.
Yeah, and especially underground. When an explosive goes off underground, it has twice the power that it does above ground. And it can really do some serious damage if it's in the subways. So, Lord, I hope we're wrong, Todd. But I got to tell you, there's got to be a reason she's got the guard in there. It's not on account of pickpockets. It's not on account of muggings. Something else is going on.
You're right, Mike. You're right. And we're hearing some scuttlebutt that this may be pro-Hamas forces trying to stage something. But again, this is, to your point, this is not to stop the pickpockets and the shoplifting. There's something else going on. Mike, appreciate that call and appreciate your intel. Let's go to Rocco in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Rocco. What's on your mind today?
Hold on. I just want to go over just a couple things with you if you have time.
Real quick.
One, tonight, you're talking about the FBI and the violence. There's so much more we know this year than we knew last State of the Union. Who do you think will invite Ashley Babbitt's widower or her mother with them to the State of the Union?
Well, that's a fair question. I don't know the answer to that. I can tell you that I know Mike Collins, the congressman there in Georgia, invited the family of Lake and Riley, but they politely declined.
Soon, it's too painful. But another thing I was going to take brought to mind, I now work for law enforcement, and I was talking to my boss the other day, and we are only at half capacity where I work. And he said, we're getting ready to double our capacity. With the current number of people that are streaming over our border unencumbered, we're getting ready to double the number of people that are in that jail. I work in one of four towers. We have eight or nine towers we're about to get ready to double it, because I think when Trump gets back in, I think that he's going to handle this by arresting them and then from the local jails, sending them back across the border.
Rocco, that is very interesting intel. Appreciate that. We're going to have to leave it there. We're coming up on a break here. Thank you for calling in. Folks, our number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. What do you think the National Guard's up to? What do you think's going on in New York City right now? We'll be right back, folks. Hang tight. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime, and you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com. Or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Our good buddy, Griff Jenkins, over at Fox, he's hanging out at the border. And there's a guy at the border with a Biden-Harris 2020 T-shirt on. And the guy is from Honduras. And he says he's wearing the T-shirt so he will be let into the country. Well, there you go. All right. 901-260-5926 is our phone number. Let's go to Mike in Maryland, WCBM in Baltimore, our great affiliate there. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Todd. I'm concerned for Trump supporters, the people that the large crowds at the Trump rally. And I'm concerned because of the report that you brought saying that there was a violent, insane man saying he was going to put explosives in his car and blow up Trump supporters. And I'm so concerned that I think President Trump should be made aware of this, and that rallies should be canceled, and explain why the rallies are being canceled for the safety of Trump supporters, and to show up in overwhelming numbers at the polls in November. What do you think?
Well, look, it's always important to be diligent, and I would like to think that those Trump rallies are among the most safest rallies in America. The president, a lot of people may not be aware of this, Mike, but President Trump is the only former president who still has his full contingent of Secret Service agents. And the reason why are these incredible threats against President Trump's life. And a lot of them are coming from Middle East, bad actors in the Middle East. The same ones who are threatening to kill people like Mike Pompeo, the former Secretary of State. So there's some very bad people out there, which, again, is why we've got to have a secure border. And the fact is, could you imagine if Trump had erected a fence around the Capitol building when he was president? They would have Rachel Maddow and all those other folks out there. I can just imagine Maddow right now on MSDNC. Oh, that Donald Trump, he's a dictator. That Donald Trump, he hates America. He wants to imprison all of his political enemies. Now, that's Rachel Maddow over in MSDNC. That's exactly the approach they would have taken. But with Biden, they're not going to do it. But I got to tell you, as much as I despise what Biden did, and keep in mind, Biden is doing this because he thinks that all of you Trump supporters, all of you America First conservatives are dangerous people. But that's not it, ladies and gentlemen, because you and I know there is true evil in this country, and that evil is trying to do something. They are trying to blow up our Capitol building and our White House, and that's why that fence is going up, and everybody knows it. Biden may be out there saying, well, you know, this is because of all the MAGA crowd. No. They know that's not true, but they do know that there is danger lurking. Mike, appreciate that call. Let's go to Mason. Hi, Mason. What's on your mind?
Yeah, everybody knows that 85% of violence comes from the radical far left. For example, the El Paso Walmart shooting, the synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh, the Charleston church shooting in South Carolina, the Buffalo supermarket shooting, Charlottesville.
All right, what's your point there? So you're every single one of those that you mentioned were not conservatives, to your point, Mason.
Those weren't far left people doing those.
Those were not conservatives. Those were leftist.
Oh, right. They weren't from the far right or anything, right?
Mason, you know, this is the problem. No, we're not hanging up on Mason. This is one of the seminar callers. So, Mason, say what you mean to say. Be a man. Man up and say what you mean to say.
I got confused. All of these horrible shootings.
No. Mason, hold on. I'm not going to let you play this game. So you're trying to convince everybody that all of these shootings that you mentioned were carried out by MAGA Trump supporters, and that is simply not accurate.
People with far-right beliefs, yeah.
No, sir. They're not far-right. Look, I'm telling you, Mason, that the violence, and we just played 90 seconds. We could have played hours of Democrats calling for violence against Trump supporters. Do you condemn that, Mason?
Of course, absolutely.
So what's the problem?
Do you condemn the violence on the far right?
What far-right violence are you talking about? Mason, on this program, and I want to be very clear, because, again, Mason is a seminar caller. Mason, here's the deal. Let's go back to J6. I'll use that as an example. As that was happening in real time on this radio program, I was condemning the violence. But I also said, we don't know what's going on. But anybody who engages in violence, anybody who breaks the law, should be punished to the fullest extent of the law. I really don't know how much clearer I can be on that kind of stuff.
And what will you say when Trump pardons them all?
Pardons who?
Pardons all the J6 people in the gulag that are hostages.
Well, and they are being held hostage based on what we now know. So, Mason, again, you've got to come to this program armed with facts. And the fact is that a lot of this was organized, planned, and carried out by members of the FBI. The FBI to this day still refuses to acknowledge how many of their people were involved in all of this. But we know for a fact there were FBI agents involved in the planning and execution. We also know that the administration lied when they said that Kamala Harris was inside the building when all of this took place, when in fact the video that was released this week provides evidence that that was a lie, that she left well before any of this happened. So we know something happened on J6, but we don't know what exactly, and that troubles me. So we can't say definitively anything except what we do know about the FBI, that they were there and they were involved in the planning. Mason, good luck and nice try. But again, come here armed with the facts. Always happy to have a conversation. And look, and this is for all you libs out there. I know you think you're being cute, but we got a lot of people wanting to talk on the program. Get to your point. Just get to your point. All right. Don't hem. Don't haw. Just get to your point. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for your continued support. And to thank you, they have an overstock clearance sale right now for the best prices ever when you use the promo code STARNS, and you get free shipping on your entire order. Get 50% off the MyPillow 2.0 and the brand new flannel sheets that just arrived. Won't last long, folks. Get a six-pack towel set for only $29.98 and take advantage of the free shipping on larger items like mattresses and mattress toppers, 100% made in the USA, on sale for as low as $99.99. Everything is on sale, from the brand new kitchen towels that have the same technology as the bath towels. They absorb dog beds, blankets, couch pillows, so much more. To get the best offers ever, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 and get free shipping on your entire order while supplies last. All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to give you an update on our Radiothon, raising money for our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom as they are fighting for our rights every single day, the best attorneys in America, and they need our help. They don't charge their clients a single penny, which is why we need to step up. And by the way, these are tax-deductible contributions that you're going to be making today. And again, we are knocking on the door of $3,000. We didn't quite make it yesterday, but I want us to go over the $3,000 mark today. We're halfway through the first week of the campaign, right? And we've got a lot of work to do. Two very important cases that we're going to be monitoring, and they're all going to the Supreme Court. In March, later on this month, the ADF is suing the Food and Drug Administration for unlawfully removing its original safety standards on very dangerous abortion drugs. Then in April, ADF is helping the state of Idaho at the Supreme Court, defending a law protecting the lives of women and their unborn children against the Biden administration. And so the Biden administration wants to force doctors to perform abortions, and ADF is fighting against that. So here's how you can be a part of this effort. And again, you don't have to be at the Supreme Court. You can actually contribute and be a part of the case. And you can do that by going to todstarnes.com and clicking on the Stand with ADF banner at the very top of the page. You'll be able to see it there. I want you to listen to ADF Vice President Ryan Bangert. Okay, we'll get to that later. Your gift of $100 or more will help Alliance Defending Freedom fight critical court battles for men and women just like you all the way to the Supreme Court. Again, click on the banner at todstarnes.com, or you can phone in your most generous gift. Write this number down, 855-417-6556. That's 855-417-6556. And let's hope for over 3,000 today. I think we can do that. All right. Media, meanwhile, is in a meltdown over President Trump's Super Tuesday win, cut number 10.
What's wrong with you people? Why do you hate America? Why do you vote for a guy that says America is terrible? That it's a third world country.
So this is not somebody who cares about anything other than himself.
There's something so heavy about covering what could be the last election. I mean, we're not, you know, I think talking in hyperbolic terms, because Trump is now running as a guy who said, quote, I'll be a dictator on day one.
He has remade the party in his image. There are still some Republicans who are trying to take it away, like take it back. Right? That's over. That's over. There's no back. That party doesn't exist anymore.
Right. And that we're actually going to be covering a general election between these two men, where one isn't running on a promise to continue to have elections at all.
All right, there you go. They are freaking out over this. Freaking out. Here in Tennessee, a major case unfolding at the state capitol where lawmakers want to give parents vouchers. They believe that parents should have a choice in where their kids go to school. Do you believe that? Do you find that to be the case? Well, in Memphis, which is a majority black city, you've got these black Democrats, and they are enraged. And they're basically saying that vouchers and school choice are racist. So I want you to listen. There was a young man, a black young man, who is very supportive of all of this. And he was taken to task by a black state representative by the name of Antonio Parkinson. This is really, it's really unfortunate that this kind of stuff is happening. But again, it goes to show what happens when a black American decides, you know what, I'm walking away from the Democrat plantation. This is what happens. Cut three.
My name is Walter Blanks, Jr. I sit before you as someone who has personally experienced and benefited from a school choice program. I grew up in Columbus, Ohio, where I often say I was surrounded by poverty, crime, and low expectations. One day, a couple of kids jumped me, and the principal told my mother, if you just give us 5 years, we'll have the middle school turned around and the high school turned around, and it would be a better place for Walter. And my mom said, in 5 years, Walter will either be in jail or in a body bag, and we don't have time for either of those things, which unfortunately was the reality in the community that I grew up in. So because of school choice, I was able to leave that environment and found myself in a place where I began to love learning. At the end of the day, I want every single student in the state to have the same opportunity that I did to be in the best educational environment for them.
I want to speak to the young brother. Mr. Blanks, I appreciate you being here, and I feel your passion for, you know, your position. You know, however, it's always predictable to me that they are going to find someone that looks like me to speak on their behalf. And
Representative Parkinson, I think that's a little bit out of line.
Am I able to respond? I do find that extremely insulting that my story is simply only being highlighted because of the color of my skin. This was something that I lived. I watched my mom cry because she had no solutions for me. And I would appreciate if my story doesn't get reduced down because we may not agree to, oh, well, he's being used because of the color of his skin.
And to this young man, and by the way, his name is Walter Blanks, Jr., to Mr. Banks's point, this is an issue that is directly impacting urban school districts, which are predominantly populated by minority students. And that's why parents deserve a right to take their kids and send their kids to a school that is actually functioning, where a child is going to learn how to read and write, and a child doesn't have to worry about the fights and the gangs and the violence and the teachers who just don't give a rip. So I say good for you, Walter Blanks, Jr., and to State Representative Antonio Parkinson. Come on, man. In his vernacular, sir, why would you treat a brother like that? I mean, come on. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. President Trump, the next big order of business is picking a vice presidential running mate, and our friends over at Newsmax are conducting a national poll. They want to know, who do you think Trump ought to pick? And you can text the word SKIP to 39747 and have your say. That's SKIP to 39747. Newsmax will send you a link to the poll, and you'll be able to cast your ballot. Again, text SKIP to 39747. From Western Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, they have a naturist club. Those are the people that run around buck naked. And I don't know if you've ever seen these people wandering around in the woods, but many of these people do not need to be walking around buck naked. Here's a headline from the Daily Caller. Pennsylvania Bowling Alley encourages patrons to bear all at nudist bowling event. It's going to be called Balls Out Bowling. It's scheduled for April 28th if you want to stay away from the bowling alley. It's the ultimate bowling experience for anyone who loves to have fun and show off their skills in the buff. That's what the group is saying. You'll be able to bowl your heart out with friends and strangers alike. The group calls for its patrons to get ready to go balls out. Nudity is required with the exception that women can wear bottoms. Well, if that's the case, then they're not nude. They're partially nude. The group says all genders, sexualities, and bodies are welcome. And that's the problem. I'm just going to say I'm not a big fan of public nudity anyway. But let's just, for the sake of the argument here, if you're going to have a nudist event, don't you want good-looking people to be butt naked? I mean, do you really want, I'm just going to throw this out here, do you really want Rosie O'Donnell and Michael Moore showing up? Nothing against them, by the way. I mean, I'm sure that their mothers think they're very beautiful children. But I'm just wondering here, would, if you're throwing a nude bowling event, would you not want the people to be good-looking? According to the Daily Caller, sexual activity is not permitted. Nudism does not equal consent, and harassment will not be taken lightly. How many? I wonder, though. I wonder, let's just say you've got all the lanes and you've got this one drop-dead gorgeous woman and she's getting ready to bowl, and you have all the other butt-naked men and they're getting ready to bowl, and you know how this is going to go. I mean, the guys are going to be looking at the good-looking gal, and she's going to bowl a strike, and their balls are, I don't know, going to go up in the air, get lodged in the ceiling, land on the other lane. I'm just saying, guys are going to be guys. They're going to oogle. The group also barred photography and video recording. However, the group did share a video on Instagram from a similar event that appeared to show bowlers in the nude. My only concern is, I'm not too sure you want to be standing in line when the poor guy bends over to start bowling. That would, that would be unpleasant. All right, folks, that's going to leave it there for this hour. And just for the record, we are fully clothed here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Stick around. We'll be right back.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to hour two of the big show. And what an honor to hang out with you today. Border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Coming up tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, you can watch the Todd Stearns Show on Newsmax TV, and we'll be doing live coverage in advance of the State of the Union address tonight. So you're going to want to stick around and watch us this evening on TV, on cable television. In the meantime, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to my senator from the great volunteer state, Senator Bill Hagerty. Senator, hope you're doing good today.
I'm doing well, Todd, and same to you. I'm hopeful that you're doing well today. The nation, I hope, is going to do a little bit better, but I'm not that optimistic, particularly looking toward tonight.
Yeah, and we're going to get to that in a second. I'm curious about this fencing that's been erected around the perimeter of the Capitol. Have we seen anything like that before during, say, President Trump's State of the Union? I don't recall that.
I don't recall it either, Todd. Of course, I wasn't. When President Trump was in office delivering the State of the Union, I was serving as U.S. ambassador to Japan in his administration. So I was overseas for the most part, although I did come to hear him do the State of the Union once. I don't remember that being in place at all.
Yeah, I was a guest of Congressman Jody Heiss in Georgia, and I attended, and I do not recall the perimeter. Now, and I really don't necessarily have a problem with that, Senator. I mean, the fact of the matter is, with what's been coming across that southern border, it's prudent, to protect all of our elected leaders. My concern is those same security measures are not being taken to protect the regular American people.
You're exactly right, Todd. And you talk about what's happening at our southern border. It is a complete catastrophe. I was just down there a couple of weeks ago. The national security threat that is being posed to America now with that collapsed border is something beyond, I think, what most Americans can comprehend. They have apprehended now over 170 different nationalities just in the past year alone at our southern border. And you probably heard FBI Director Chris Wray say this. He said it in an open hearing that the national security alerts that they're seeing are lighting up all over the globe like never before. We need to be deeply, deeply concerned and worried about what may happen here on American soil.
And the argument is going to be made tonight, and Biden is going to try to convince the American people that he's not responsible for the border crisis. It's not his fault. What say you?
It's shocking, Todd. Blame shifting that goes on, and I presume the mainstream media will just run with the talking point. But you go back to 2021 when he collapsed the border. The Biden administration says there's no problem at the southern border. In 2022, Secretary Mayorkas, the border is secure. Do you remember that great lie? 2023, still no problem at the border, but you get to an election year in 2024, and suddenly there is a problem at the border, and now it's the Republicans' fault because we didn't pass this border bill that was fraught with problems that would have made the situation even worse. They didn't allow us to amend it or fix it. They just put it up for a show vote so they could protect people like John Tester, a senator from Montana who's up for re-election right now. It could say that he voted, quote, to secure the border, when that bill would not have done that job. And in fact, all they did was create a sham so that they can come on tonight and blame the Republicans for the border crisis, which is absolutely Joe Biden's fault.
And our friends over at Fox, you know, they did an interview with a guy wearing from Honduras, wearing a Biden-Harris T-shirt, saying he was wearing that T-shirt so he would be it would ensure that he was allowed into the country. And to your point, and you shared this on your Twitter feed, your X feed, that in 2020, Biden literally told the illegals to surge the border.
Yes, he basically invited everybody. And, you know, right after Joe Biden took office, just a couple of months later, I went down to Guatemala, Todd. I don't know if I've ever discussed this visit with you. I met with President Giamaté, President of Guatemala. He could not have been more angry. He spent an hour and a half, and he said, I can tell you what the, quote, root cause is of this problem. It's the messages coming from Joe Biden in your White House. And he said, you have precipitated, you meaning America, have precipitated a national security crisis at my southern border in Guatemala because I've now got caravans moving through my country. I don't know who's coming into my country. And that is destabilizing my country because of what you're willing to do to your own country. So we have created enemies. We have created a destabilized situation throughout Latin America. This is a terrible crisis that has been ongoing ever since before Joe Biden took office, because they were already marching through Latin America on their way to that border as soon as Biden won the election that started.
Senator, what is the point of all of this? Why do you think that the Democrats are so anxious to have these illegals crossing our border? You know, there's another report out, the Biden administration flying 320,000 illegals into U.S. airports. No. I mean, security threats. What do you think's going on here?
Here's the answer, and it's underscored by the fact that Chuck Schumer blocked my attempt to fix it in a, quote, border security bill. I couldn't amend it. We'll see what happens, through the appropriations process. But the answer is really quite simple. But I think most Americans are shocked when they learn that illegal immigrants can be counted for the purposes of allocating both congressional districts and electoral votes. Let me repeat that. Illegal immigrants can be counted and are counted for the purposes of allocating both congressional districts and electoral votes. So these people don't have to have a, quote, pathway to citizenship. They don't have to actually vote for the Democrats to win. Here's how the Democrats win. Right now, you know this, Todd, people are fleeing California, Illinois, New York, these blue states with terrible policies. The citizens are leaving. Where are the sanctuary cities located? New York City, Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles. Those are magnets. Those cities have pledged not to enforce the immigration laws. These people have already broken the law and come across the border illegally. They can go there with impunity. They've even got, quote, benefits for them, whether it be housing. You saw in New York City the kids kicked out of school so they could put the illegal migrants into that building. That particular congresswoman from that district in Brooklyn actually came on the air and said the quiet part out loud, Todd. She said, I need these people, these illegal immigrants, for the purposes of redistricting, to keep my district. That's what this is about. It's about power. It's about power in the Congress, and it's about electoral votes.
It's a frightening thing that they're doing, and it just has to be stopped. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Senator Bill Hagerty, Republican from Tennessee. Senator, also, there's a lot of talk about next generation leadership in the Senate, with Mitch McConnell saying that he will be stepping down from his leadership post. Who do you think ought to be leading Republicans in the Senate?
Well, it's early yet. I think there may be more people that will step up to talk about being leader. Right now, we have a couple of folks that are looking at it seriously, and I think we just need to let the dust settle here. I'm going to take a take a real hard look at the situation and who emerges to try to decide what the best path is forward. But at this point in time, I think it's too early to say.
All right. Well, Senator, I know you've got a long day. So do you guys sleep in? So you don't want to be the guy on camera tonight that's nodding off. Of course, that could be the president.
I know. My first media hit was at 6 a.m. your time today. So it's going to be a quite a long day. I'm going to have Tennessee Governor Bill Lee as my guest tonight at the State of the Union. I certainly wish that every state was doing as well in America as Tennessee. I think we stand as a shining example in Tennessee of what good conservative policies can yield in terms of economic growth, job security, and frankly, that job security fixes so many of the other social problems that we're up here trying to deal with every day.
I will say it's really a neat thing to be in that room. And I was honored to be Congressman Heiss's guest back during when President Trump was in office. And it was pretty remarkable. I realized after the first standing O, Senator, I was literally surrounded by Democrats. So,
wow. Nobody standing but you.
Nobody. I look around. I'm like, oh, geez, Alou.
did you happen to be at the one where the North Korean defector, Ji Sung-ho, raised his crutches in the air?
I was not there for that one, but that was an incredible moment.
That was a moment that that occurred after my visit to North Korea. And Ji Sung-ho actually made friends with my two sons.
Wow.
And asked if he could ever have a dream realized, it would be to come to the Capitol to perhaps meet our president. And we were able to make that happen. And President Trump met him that day and invited him to be his guest at the State of the Union that evening. And when President Trump called out his name and talked about the quest for freedom, and he pumped his crutches in the air in support of freedom, it was a touching moment here to us in America, but it was seen all over the world. It became so popular in South Korea, Todd, that when he got back, they asked him to run for National Assembly. They have a unicameral body, so it's like both the House of Representatives and the Senate combined. He won. He's now a National Assemblyman in South Korea.
That was one of the most powerful moments I have seen at a State of the Union address. And again, it was a different time, and hopefully we'll be able to get back to those times.
I hope so too, Todd. Great to be with you today.
Thanks, Senator Bill Hagerty, everybody, and he's going to be burning the midnight oil tonight, attending the State of the Union address. By the way, we will be providing live coverage over at ToddStearns.com. We'll be doing a live fact check of President Biden, and the big question is, will he be able to find the podium? He's got to walk down that long aisle. And is he going to be able to make it through the whole speech without falling asleep or wandering off the stage? We don't know. All right, we're going to take a break here, folks. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. You hear all of our guests on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. They're America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they're out there every single day fighting for you. Fighting for freedom. And I love that. They also have a pretty darn good cell phone service. So if you'd like information on switching over, go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. They have all sorts of great discounts. They have plans to fit any budget. And if you're a veteran or a first responder, they're going to hook you up with even more discounts. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. We'll be right back. Just got an email from Mar-a-Lago, and we've got a copy of President Trump's pre-buttal. We're going to be playing that in just a little while, so hang tight. We're going to get to that. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926, and I'm curious to hear from you today on what you think is the greatest problem facing our nation right now. What do you think that problem is? 901-260-5926. Very curious. By the way, CNN, very, very stunned by what a Gold Star mom told them. They said, this Gold Star mom said that she never got a telephone call from the President of the United States, Joe Biden. Cut 14.
You have been critical of how President Biden has talked about the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Tomorrow, he's going to be addressing a lot of global issues, probably in his State of the Union address. What do you want to hear from him about the 2 years ago, what happened to your daughter-in-law?
I want to hear how he's going to strengthen our armed forces and support them and answer our questions and lead to a thorough investigation like they promised so that we can move forward in a positive way and make it better.
President Biden, he's often called the consoler-in-chief. He does talk to families who have lost loved ones because of his own experiences. Have you experienced that from him as you've been coping with the death of Nicole?
No.
Have you spoken to him?
No, he has not reached out to our family. We've actually reached out to the White House and have never heard back. We asked to meet with them to kind of understand where their thinking was in calling this a success, and we've not received a response. It's been months. No, that's not been our experience at all.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I bet you are, CNN. By the way, Biden yet to mention the name Laken Riley. Just want to throw that out there. Also, President Biden put out over 30 tweets honoring George Floyd, a convicted criminal, had a problem with drugs. Over 30 tweets in honor of George Floyd. Not a word about Christopher Gadd. You may be saying, okay, well, who is Christopher Gadd? He is a Washington State trooper who was killed this week by an illegal alien. Not a single mention of State Trooper Christopher Gadd. So it does make you wonder, what's going on there? What's going on at the White House? Do their lives not matter? Only George Floyd's life matters. Nobody else's life matters. There is a common denominator in all the people that Biden is refusing to acknowledge. I'm not saying that's the reason why. I'm just wondering. It would be nice to know. We have an update on the toe-sucking controversy in Oklahoma. And this is a doozy. So here's the deal. This school was doing a competition, a fundraising competition. And the children were sucking each other's toes, and they were apparently smearing the appendages with peanut butter and then allowing their classmates to lick the peanut butter off of their toes. Well, it gets worse because now Libs of TikTok has discovered that not only were they licking toes, but they were also licking chocolate and peanut butter off of the armpits of staff. It's unbelievable. And they've been doing this for years. This is all in good, wholesome fun and good old country fun. The school district is defending all of this, and they're saying, hey, look, you know, we've been doing this for years. There's really never been a problem. People are saying, what in the world is going on in Oklahoma? So now the school superintendent has launched some sort of an investigation to find out exactly if any criminal activity has taken place. Now, I get the, so it just seems to me, and Dylan, you can correct me if my thinking is off here, but given the choice, would you rather suck somebody's toe or lick their armpit?
Trying to think of probably the toe is the most dirtiest, but the armpit is like
hairy.
I wish I didn't have an option there.
I know it's terrible. I'm just really hoping there aren't any other appendages that they were licking. I'm afraid to ask. I don't want to know. But do you have a problem with this, ladies and gentlemen? Because the school is saying, hey, look, this is just good old fashioned fun. I mean, who doesn't like to smear peanut butter on somebody's toe and lick it off? I mean, really? Come on. So the school district is literally saying that all of the people who are upset about this, that they are the ones with a problem. I do have a concern about the adult involvement here, though. Why is it that children are Oh, my. I'm looking at video here, and these girls, they're pretty fierce with the tongue action. Have you ever fed your dog peanut butter? You know, that's kind of what it looks like. Anyway, there you go. Edmond Public Schools in Oklahoma. They're turning children and teachers into human Reese's peanut butter cups, right? Chocolate on the outside, licking that peanut butter off on the inside. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. So Oklahoma State School Superintendent now really fired up over this. Going to get to the bottom of all of this. Why are you people in Edmond, Oklahoma, sucking people's toes? Take a listen.
Unfortunately, we're now seeing another disgusting video coming out of an Oklahoma public school. We have Edmond Public Schools that allowed students to lick each other's feet, lick other individuals' feet. This is incredibly inappropriate. It does not align with Oklahoma values. We will put an end to this in Oklahoma. We are investigating Edmond Public Schools to ensure that they are adhering to Oklahoma values, that they're not putting students in this disgusting, degrading positions. And we're going to get to the bottom of what adults allowed this, what adults okayed this, and make sure this is not happening in Oklahoma Public Schools. So we will get to the bottom of this.
All right. Well, there you go. Thank you very much, Mr. Superintendent. I do wonder, you know, at some point, you know, people had to have known something was going on, right? I mean, let's just say that you've got the Piggly Wiggly down in Edmond, Oklahoma, and you have to wonder if the manager is like, man, the people around this town love peanut butter. I'm just saying, this can't be a surprise. Anyway, President Trump, as promised a few moments ago, released his pre-buttal to Joe Biden's State of the Union address tonight. Trump is going to be live fact checking Biden's speech. This is going to be a lot of fun. Anyway, put out a video just a few moments ago, and we had this. We're going to play it in its entirety. This is President Trump telling Joe Biden, "You're about to be fired."
Joe Biden is on the run from his record and lying like crazy to try and escape accountability for the horrific devastation he and his party have created. All the while, they continue the very policies that are causing this horror show to go. We cannot take it any longer as a country. Joe Biden's sad excuse for a State of the Union address aside, here are the facts. When I left office, we gave Joe Biden the most secure border in U.S. history. We gave him Remain in Mexico, very tough to get, but I got it. Safe Third Agreements, the asylum ban, Title 42, 571 miles of border wall, rapid deportations, and much more. We had the safest border in the history of our country. As soon as he got in, Crooked Joe and his radical left lunatics deliberately dismantled each and every one of those policies that were so good that gave us this best border. According to Tom Homan, according to Brandon Judd, the top people, they said it was the single best border we've ever had in recorded history. What's happened now is a horror show. The country, our country, is being laughed at all over the world. Over the past 3 years, Biden has actively aided and abetted the importation of millions and millions of illegal alien migrants and resettled them into your communities. At any time during the past 3 years, Crooked Joe Biden, and he is crooked as you can be and the most incompetent president we've ever had, could have called off the invasion. But to this day, he is keeping the hordes of illegal migrants and illegal aliens pouring into the country. By the time his term is up, we could have close to 20 million people in our country. And we have no idea from where they come. We have no idea who they are. They have no identification. Many come from mental institutions. Many come from prisons. They're terrorists. We have a calamity the likes of which we've never seen before. The very first bill Joe Biden sent to Congress was a plan to turn illegal aliens into voting citizens. That's just what we need. No matter what Crooked Joe says, his actions prove his priority is to import a colossal new illegal alien population and let them all stay. My priority is securing our border and sending Crooked Joe's illegals back home. Likewise, the sight of a feeble Joe Biden talking about shrinkflation, the term he uses, is one of the most ridiculous things this country has ever seen. Shrinkflation is just another way of saying inflation. It means that you're losing a lot of money because these people don't know what they're doing. It was all caused by Crooked Joe Biden and the people that surround him. And they are radical left Marxists and fascists and communists and socialists. We have people running our country, the likes of which we have never seen before. He and the communists and his party looted trillions of dollars from you and spent it on illegal aliens and the Green New Scam, triggering the highest inflation in many, many decades. If your packages are getting smaller, that's the reason why, under my leadership, there was no inflation. We had the greatest economy in the history of the world. It's time to tell Crooked Joe Biden, you're fired.
Wow. I like that. We've got the video up at toddstearns.com. I would encourage you to go to the website and check it out. Good for you, Mr. President. Good for you. I like the recommendations that were coming through yesterday, and I do want to continue to hear from you over how the president, what the president's strategy needs to be moving forward. What is it that you want to hear Donald Trump say and do? Do we still focus on what happened in 2020, or do you believe that we ought to be focusing on Joe Biden and the future of this country? In other words, look ahead. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, Trump is now saying he's challenging Joe Biden to debate anywhere, anytime, any format. Donald Trump says he wants to take on Joe Biden. Peter Ducey over at Fox asked KJP about this. Cut four.
Just for clarity, it's possible that there will be no Joe Biden, Donald Trump debates.
Is that what you're excited about? Is that what you want to see? Because you keep asking me. You've asked me about three, four, or five different times in different ways, and I have. And I've said,
how would President Biden do in a debate? I'm not asking a question about a specific debate. I'm just asking how would he do in a debate. I know it's been 4 years since
you literally saw just last year, back in January 2023, at the last State of the Union, take on Republicans during giving a major speech. He took them on as they were heckling him. He took them on and said he was going to fight for programs, essentially said he was fighting for programs that the American people needed. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. He stood there and fought for the American people. I mean, that was pretty impressive. Some of you all reported on that. Okay, I'm going to keep going. Go ahead, Phil.
Wow. She got really defensive there. There's no way, no way they're going to allow Joe Biden anywhere near a debate stage. Could you imagine? They're already scared to death. Democrats right now are scared to death over what's going to happen tonight. People are freaking out over all of this on the Democrat side of the ledger. They don't, a lot of them are afraid that Biden is not going to be able to finish the speech. He's going to get lost, may fall asleep, may just start mumbling and looking lost. It's not a good thing. It is not a good time to be a Democrat right now. All right, 901-260-5926. As I've been telling you for the past few days, we are now in the early days of our big annual radiothon for Alliance Defending Freedom. We're helping raise $20,000 for our friends at ADF. They have been fighting for you and me all the way to the Supreme Court, defending our first freedoms. And what are those freedoms? Free speech, parental rights, freedom of religion. Now, ADF President Kristen Wagner is no stranger to free speech issues. She has personally defended the rights of college students to speak out, even when their views might be unpopular, like recent campus demonstrations supporting terrorists like Hamas.
It's a very difficult issue because the speech right now that is advocating for Hamas or supporting Hamas is absolutely deplorable and disgusting, and it's reprehensible. And it reveals, I think, such a level of anti-Semitism that most Americans never knew was just so latent in our society. And we have to stand up against it. We have said, though, that the answer to bad speech is more speech. It is not giving the government the power to restrict speech itself.
Well, there is a Stand With ADF banner at ToddStearns.com, very top of the page, and you can support, you can help me support this important organization with a donation. $5, $10, $100. One of the big reasons I'm asking you to help ADF is because they're winning in courtrooms all over America, and that includes defending parental rights. Your gift right now, today, helps Alliance Defending Freedom fight critical court battles for men and women just like you and for courageous kids speaking out against anti-Semitism. ADF stands up for them. And one day soon, well, you might need ADF to stand up for your rights. So help out today. Go to ToddStearns.com, click on the banner, or you can phone 855-417-6556. That's 855-417-6556. We'll be right back.
I'm concerned that the Haley voters are going to be voting for Biden now. We can't handle another 4 years of Biden, and that is very concerning to me. Trump has to find a way to get those Haley voters.
All right. Thank you very much. That is Sandra from Bartlett, Tennessee. She just sent us a shout out over on our app, and I would encourage you to download the app. If you live in a town, an area, maybe they don't carry the show on your local talk radio station, well, first of all, you should call that talk radio station and say, hey, we want Todd Stearns. But if they don't broadcast the show, you can download our app free of charge, and you can listen on your smartphone. You say, how do I do that? It's very simple. All you have to do is go to kwamradio.com, kwamradio.com. Click on the app button at the top of the page, and you'll be able to do that. All right. This story out of Five Guys. Oh, this is a weird story. Which, by the way, I love Five Guys. They make great burgers. Anyway, folks really upset because Five Guys is charging an arm and a leg for their burgers, which are made to order, by the way. A customer ordered a bacon cheeseburger and fries at Five Guys. Not a big fan of their fries, by the way. Do they still do the peanuts, Dylan? Have you been to a Five Guys lately?
Five Guys is the best.
Oh, they're great. Do they still do the peanuts?
They do, yeah.
I haven't been in person in a while.
Got to give your arm, though.
What's
if you want a large fry?
It's true. So anyway, this guy orders a bacon cheeseburger and fries, and the cost, it was a combo, and the cost was nearly $25. What did the guy have on the burger? I guess they upcharge for stuff, don't they? You get free. I think the basics: lettuce, tomato, onion, pickle, mayo. That's not going to cost you more. But the others may. I guess maybe it's the bacon. Anyway, this person posted a copy of the receipt and was really upset. Five Guys prices are out of control. One person wrote $24 for one person. The receipt showed an order for a bacon cheeseburger. By the way, Grace Baker in all caps. The fries are the best. What are you saying? I'm just saying, I don't like Five Guys fries.
An unpopular take, Todd, I will say.
Is it really?
And they give you more than you pay for.
Well, that's the problem. It's just like you get a full sack of fries. I'm like, I can't eat all of these.
A little treat. Cajun fries.
Well, I am a purist, and I just despise any fry that has like Cajun seasoning or whatever on it. I'm a purist. Get me the spud like God intended. Crinkled with some salt and some delicious Heinz ketchup.
I can get behind that.
I remember you used to drink ketchup. Okay. As a child.
I would bring ketchup to restaurants, though, if they didn't have Heinz. So I was that guy drinking it.
Well, Hillary Clinton, you know, had hot sauce in her purse.
Yeah.
So that's not unusual. Anyway, what I thought was interesting is that there was also a tip. Do you typically tip at Five Guys? I mean, they're making your burger. You have to stand there. You have to get your own drink. You have to get your own condiments. You have to get your own napkins. You got to scoop out your own peanuts. And then you stand there and wait for your order. So where does the tip come into play? What are they doing that would justify a tip? The receipt showed an order of a bacon cheeseburger that cost $12.49, one soda, $2.89, and small fries, $5.19 for the small fries? But the small fry is still a big fry. I mean, they're going to dump those fries in there. You're going to walk away with a couple of pounds of fries. Anyway, somebody said I was expecting about $12 to $15 per person for Five Guys. There was a tip added for $2.19. So I'm curious, do any of you folks, when you go to a fast food restaurant, and I would say Five Guys it's an upscale fast food restaurant. Do you typically tip when you go to a place like Five Guys or Chick-fil-A? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I will say this. I discovered this little trick in New York City, and it was great. So you go to these little places, and you grab a burger, and it is going to cost you about that much money. But you know what? You can go to Ruth's Chris or Morton's and get their burger, and you're going to get a bigger burger, a better-tasting burger, and the fries are delicious. They're the steak fries. They're not crinkle fries, but they're steak fries. And those are amazing, too. And it's going to be cheaper than going to Five Guys and getting a greasy burger, which is a great burger. But I'm just saying, if you want a better burger, you're going to pay less going to Ruth's Chris or Morton's. That's all I'm saying. I wonder if all of this has to do with the fact that they've got to raise their prices to cover wages. I mean, it's insane out there. Anyway, Daily Caller all over this. They say, next time you're at Five Guys, just order a double cheeseburger with all the toppings. The couple named Nate and Sarah let their viewers in on a little secret by instructing them to start asking for an extra bun on the side. And you can make that double into two single cheeseburgers. Actually, that's a pretty brilliant thing. And so then, you see, this is the way you think. It's economical. And what was it? Last week, Wendy's announcing they're going to be doing Uber-style dynamic pricing, right? So when it's lunchtime, they're going to start charging more for the burgers and for the Frosties. There you go. Welcome to Biden economics, ladies and gentlemen. This is what it looks like. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. Do you tip at a fast food joint? And are you shocked that Five Guys is charging this much for a burger and fries and soft drink? By the way, get water. Ask for a cup and drink water. That's gonna knock off a couple of bucks right there. I'm just surprised the French fries were $5.19. Have you done Uber? I haven't ordered delivery in almost a year now. And the reason why is the delivery charges and fees were almost as much as the order itself. So for example, you order a $24 meal at Five Guys, it's going to cost you $50 if you have it delivered. So I'm shocked that Uber Eats and all these other guys are still in business. I just don't see how people can afford to do that. I mean, and why would you do that, right? That's just crazy. Go to Wendy's. Go to the drive-thru. Go to Bojangles. Meet a human being. All right, got to take a break here, folks. Hour three coming up. Andy Biggs is going to join us. Also, Ryan Tucker from Alliance Defending Freedom. We're going to be taking your calls as well. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back.
Live
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. I drive up to a drive-thru in a McDonald's, and it's $25. I'm driving off. I'm going to go to some supermarket, get me some healthy turkey and some bread. Because in the long run, not only are you paying for those crazy prices at McDonald's, you have to pay money to go to the gym and work it off. Your cholesterol is going to be so dang high, you're going to have to get cholesterol medicine. So in the long run, you're paying a lot more than just the $25. And you could end up in the end dying because your health is gone to hell.
Yeah, well, there you go. So look, here's the deal, folks. In the last segment, we were talking about Five Guys. Folks are really upset. Because Five Guys has been raising their prices. A bacon cheeseburger costing nearly $25 when you throw in fries and a drink and a tip. And again, I strongly object to tipping at a fast food restaurant unless it is some sort of a sit down service. But if you're just going in and you're ordering your food and then you've got a you've got to stand there and wait for it. I mean, why are you tipping people? That I don't get that. Anyway, Mark raises a good point, but I'm not a big turkey guy. So anything other than a turkey sandwich, I'll do ham. Welcome, everybody. Hour three of the big show, the State of the Union address coming up later this evening. We're going to be checking in. We're expecting to check in with Congressman Andy Biggs in just a little while. Also, later this hour, we're going to be talking to Ryan Tucker, who is the senior counsel and the director of the Center for Christian Ministries with Alliance Defending Freedom. So great conversation coming up there. And, of course, we're going to be taking your calls as well. I want to go back to what's happening at the U.S. Capitol, where Biden has ordered a fence to be erected around the Capitol building to protect himself. Cut number 17.
Right now, as we speak, Washington is erecting a fence around the Capitol in anticipation of Biden's State of the Union tomorrow. Not a fence around the border, a fence around Biden, who thinks he needs protection from you while he doesn't provide protection from them. Now, this fence is a sinister symbol to stigmatize half the country's dangerous to justify his crackdown. Even though we outnumber them, they're powerful and will overwhelm you with shame from now until November. They'll call you names, treat you like ogres, threaten you, threaten your job, your family, your status. This will be an all-out war by Biden's alliance against the American people in the name of saving democracy, which is the most cynical part of this. They'll try to separate you from your senses, your instincts, from your conscience. You know what's right and wrong, but they'll get in between you and your heart, and they'll make you doubt it. This election will not be about policy. That's the last thing they want it to be. It'll be a blood sport, the ugliest campaign in American history. Now, usually it's the politician who gets destroyed, but now they're targeting you. So prepare yourself and stay strong.
All right, that was Jesse Waters last night on Fox. By the way, a majority of adult Americans will not be watching Sleepy Joe Biden's State of the Union address. That's according to a survey conducted by The Economist and YouGov. The simple question, you going to watch? 63% say no way. Not at all. So I don't blame you one bit. We're going to do this. I know the team was like, Todd, you gotta ease up. You're working around the clock. You got the new book coming out. You're doing all these interviews. You've got to take some me time. And I say, no. This is what we do as a public service of this radio program. We watch this nonsense so you don't have to. By the way, Breitbart's got the exclusive photos of the wall being erected around the Capitol. This is insane. 8 feet tall. And it's this black fencing. There's some speculation we could have more security around the U.S. Capitol today than we have right now at our southern border. And do you have a problem with that? Do you have a problem with the messaging that that sends? The Capitol Police say Biden's State of the Union address is a designated national special security event, which requires a robust security plan. And that plan includes a large law enforcement presence behind a wall to protect the Capitol building from invasion. This is from Breitbart. Who's invading? Democrats are happy to spend taxpayer money on building a wall to secure Biden and other D.C. elites. This coming from Alex Brusenweitz of X Strategies, talking to Breitbart News. But they refuse to continue funding Trump's border wall that was being built to keep the American people safe. It's a great point. And also, building that wall, ladies and gentlemen, is very clear to me that they know they have let a lot of very dangerous bad people into the country. Do you think it's a coincidence that the National Guard was deployed to the subway system in New York City just yesterday in advance of this speech? Something's going on. We have never seen this level of security at the Capitol and now the New York City subway system. Something is going on here. And there has been a lot of talk out there, a lot of chatter, that there would be some sort of a massive terrorist attack on American soil. And this is coming from lawmakers, right? Elected members of Congress who have come on this radio program by the well over a dozen of them, I would say. And every single time they tell me the same thing, not a matter of if, but when. And when that happens, there is some speculation that what could be going on is depending on the level, the magnitude of whatever the terrorists are going to do, you could see martial law declared. You could see a suspension of our rights. You could see a suspension of the elections in November. That could be what's going on here, but we don't know. But something is going on. Something is up. And it's not good. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, we told you about this bad dude, this mentally deranged person who the feds were looking out for. They were told to be on the lookout for this individual because he wanted to use his van as an IED and blow up Trump supporters. And you say, well, Todd, what's the big point of all? Why should you be concerned? Well, the reason why is because you've got a lot of Democrats out there advocating violence against Trump supporters. You had Charles Barkley just a couple of days ago. What was it, day before yesterday? On CNN saying that he wanted to physically punch black Trump supporters. You can't make this up. Cup 16.
The reason, and I'm only speaking for myself. The reason I think the Democratic Party and Mr. Biden, President Biden, is losing black votes is they only care about black people every 4 years. They come into our neighborhoods and say, we're going to make stuff better. We're going to do this. And then finally, us black people are like, yo, man, other than my ability to dunk a basketball, all my neighborhoods are still the same. Our schools are still the same. And that's why I think black people are leaving disappointed in the Democratic Party, because I ain't going to lie, I voted Democratic every time just because I thought it was going to help black people and poor people. Because black people and poor white people, they're in the same boat. And like, I didn't care who the president was. I'm not going to lie. But I only voted Republican one time in my life, and that was for John Kasich. And I didn't even know he couldn't win. But then I'm starting to look like, man, I understand why black people are leaving. Want to vote for somebody else, because every 4 years they come into our neighborhood and say, man, we're going to make things better for you.
Okay, so that's a different soundbite, but we've got we're working on the one that he delivered to Gayle King just the other day on CNN. But I want to address this real quick here. Barkley does have a point that Biden and the Democrats have not done anything for the black people of America. And I know we have a lot of minority listeners, and so I'm just going to ask you, minority listeners, has Joe Biden, have the Democrats done anything for you? Are you better off because of Joe Biden's policies? Are you better off because of the Democrats? I mean, there are generations of people in this country that have voted Democrat every single election cycle, and it never gets better. Their lot in life never gets any better. And why is that? Because the Democrats really don't care about you. This goes back to LBJ. And you can Google this, but LBJ wanted the black Americans and wanted black Americans to be completely dependent upon the Democrat Party for everything. For everything. And LBJ famously said that black people would be voting Democrat for generations, generations to come. So he delivered, and it's a pretty nefarious thing. It's a pretty ugly thing. But the Republicans, on the other hand, you guys, Republicans have to do a better job of getting the message out there. I mean, that's really pathetic, but it's true. Got to do it. All right, we're going to take a break here. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, folks, welcome back. Good to have you with us today. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I want to play some audio from KJP. Here's how she thinks things are going to go down tonight. Cut 11.
It's going to be important for the American people, as he knows it and understands it, and as you all have been talking about it this morning, to hear directly from him on his vision, how what he has done in the last 3 years. He's done more in the last 3 years, Willie, than most presidents have been able to do in their two terms. And so that is going to be important for the president tonight.
The only thing that's going to be important for the president is to make sure that he doesn't fall asleep or drool. That's ultimately what's going on there. All right. Where is that story about Chuck Fleischman? Oh, yeah, the congressman from East Tennessee. His name is Chuck Fleischman. And the guy is being chased through the hallways of the U.S. Capitol by these pro-Hamas goons. You got to listen to this. Cut 5.
Can tell the Palestinians I will never support them.
Why do you support the genocide and all of the war crimes and collective punishment?
Are you concerned about all the children?
Let me make it clear. Let me make it clear. Israel is our ally, will always be our ally.
Even if they commit war crimes?
And they are not guilty of genocide, and I will support Israel forever.
Israel will stay your ally even though they commit genocide.
That's your term.
Even when they kill
30,000 kids,
that is a statistic. What they did to the Israeli people on October. Let me tell you a statistic.
Uh-huh, yeah, please.
Israel will exist. The Jewish state will exist.
That's not a statistic.
That's not what we're.
And that is for God
to do with what we're saying.
And I will always support Israel.
Genocide, sir.
I will always support Israel. And you can tell the Palestinians I will never support them.
I am a Palestinian myself.
Then I will tell you. I will never support you. I will tell you to your face.
And you want my cousin to die.
Goodbye to Palestine.
Goodbye to Palestine.
Goodbye
to
Palestine. We will support Israel forever.
So you are comfortable.
Just FYI, this guy just said goodbye to Palestine.
So you just said goodbye to Palestine. So you are saying you are comfortable with the murder of thousands of children.
The Jewish people will never suffer again
under
Palestinian terrorism, under Hamas, under Hezbollah.
What about
Israel will be secure forever.
Okay.
God bless Israel forever.
Thank you for saying
that. Wipe Palestine off the earth. Yeah?
God bless Israel forever.
Why do the pro-Palestinian chicks all sound the same? That annoying voice. Why don't you support Palestine, huh? Why don't you answer my questions? Jeez, Alou. It's like all of them. They all talk. It's that same whiny little nasally voice. It's annoying. And then was that a guy? It sounded like it was hard to tell from the video if that's a guy or just a gal with a deep voice, but I think it may have been a dude. And they're all just annoying, but that's what they're doing. They're chasing around all the lawmakers, causing all sorts of controversy over there. Unbelievable. So we're waiting for Andy Biggs. Here's the deal. He may or may not be with us now because of some votes that have been scheduled. So we're working through that. And we're going to get back to you. But Congressman Biggs is really fired up over the spending bill that the Speaker of the House shoved through yesterday with the help of Democrats. And keep in mind, Speaker Mike Johnson is still a Republican, allegedly. Andy Biggs writing this, 339 House members just voted to keep funding at Pelosi-Biden spending levels. They also voted that sanctuary cities can still shield criminal illegal aliens. There are also disturbing CRT and DEI initiatives that are funded. There's also the massive Pentagon-sized FBI headquarters that got funded and the ATF's pistol brace anti-Second Amendment rule. All of that was approved by Speaker Johnson and the Democrats yesterday. 132 Republicans joined Democrats. And as some people are saying, why do we even have a Republican Party right now? That's actually a fair point. And Mike Johnson, we were talking about this day before yesterday with Congressman Bob Good over at the House Freedom Caucus. And the problem with Speaker Mike Johnson is that he's completely shut himself off from all conservatives. And there's speculation that this is being done by the people in his orbit. So now he's not getting any advice from conservatives. Mike Johnson's getting all of his talking points and all of his decision making is being done. And just hear me out on this. I believe it's being done by Paul Ryan. We've seen the pictures of Paul Ryan and Mike Johnson huddled together, walking together on the stairs, meeting behind closed doors. And there's really no reason for that to happen unless Paul Ryan is giving counsel to Mike Johnson. And any counsel Paul Ryan gives to Mike Johnson is bad counsel. Keep in mind, it was Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell who used their positions of power to try and stop or thwart the Trump agenda. And that happened during the first 2 years of the Trump administration. It was really appalling. So, again, the problem with Mike Johnson is he's not listening to the people he needs to be listening to. Mike used to be on this program all the time until he got named Speaker. Then we were shut out, along with a lot of other conservative talk radio hosts. So he has no access to us now. We have no access to him. You heard Congressman Bob Good say on this program that it's the same with conservative lawmakers. They've all been shut out. They've all been pushed aside. So Mike Johnson is no longer the conservative man that we knew him to be. And that's a problem. All right, we've got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Oh, yeah, ankle bracelets for cows. Every cow in America is going to be armed with a ankle bracelet. That's because they want to know where those burgers are going. Hang tight. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us today. State of the Union tonight. We're going to be providing live coverage over at ToddStearns.com. Hope you will join us and hang out with us a little bit later on today. So we are facing quite a crisis with Christians in Vermont. The Vermont Principals Association is cracking down on Christian schools that refuse to follow the state's guidelines on human sexuality and gender, and specifically when it comes to transgenderism. So many Christian schools, they are, you know, following the Bible's teachings on sex and gender, as they should. They are Christian schools. They follow the teachings of the Holy Bible. But the Vermont State Education Association says that if you do not follow our belief system, you will not be eligible for the state's tuition program or sports leagues. And so that has sparked a major lawsuit that Alliance Defending Freedom is now fighting. And this is one of the reasons why you need to be supporting Alliance Defending Freedom. We are raising money for ADF all this month so they can use that money. They can turn around and use that money to fight these cases and stand up for people of faith. And we are doing very well. We're on our way to $20,000. We got a long way to go, but we've got a lot of days in the month. But today, I want you to consider going right now to toddstearns.com. Pick up your smartphone or go to your laptop, go to your desktop, go to toddstearns.com, and there is a Stand With ADF banner at the very top of the page. And I want to encourage you to go and use that banner and make a donation, whether it's $10 or $100 or $1,000. Every single dollar you can donate is... Every single dollar that you can donate is going to help the cause. So again, click the banner at toddstearns.com, or you can give them a call right now, 855-417-6556. That's 855-417-6556, and you can help our friends out over at Alliance Defending Freedom. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello from Alliance Defending Freedom, Ryan Tucker, who is the senior counsel and the director of the Center for Christian Ministries. And Ryan, we do not have a lot of time now, but I appreciate you phoning in. Let's talk about the situation involving Mid-Vermont Christian School.
Yeah, it's a crazy situation, Todd. This school had been playing ball in this sports league in Vermont for about 30 years, and their women's basketball team was paired against another team that had a male on it. Instead of playing the game, they decided to adhere to their beliefs and to protect the safety of their kids, and they forfeited the game. The result? Well, the state of Vermont kicked them out of the sports league, which included not just the women's basketball, girls basketball, but all sports as well, including academic competitions to boot. So it's quite a travesty. We were obviously forced to jump into that situation and file a lawsuit on their behalf.
So where are we at right now with this lawsuit? I mean, we've been reporting on this story for a very long time now, and it's just obscene that a Christian school has to go through this sort of a situation.
Well, it is obscene, and we have a hearing coming up in April where, you know, we're going to put forth the legal arguments to the court, and obviously we're confident in the arguments we've made, but it's absolutely nuts. I mean, I think what the state's trying to do here is really to purge schools and people, like-minded people, really from the public square, because they don't agree with the government on this particular issue, one where, you know, the state's ignoring basic biology, safety, the importance of free speech and religious freedom. It's vindictive, and it's just flat-out outrageous.
So why did the state of Vermont refuse to provide financial aid to the Christian school?
Well, and it's the simple fact that they believe boys are boys and girls are girls. The state has a certain ideology. The school's not following it. They were asked to sign in addition to the sports problem, there's two pieces to this, as you pointed out. They were kicked out of the sports league, but also on the academic side, the state has what they call a tuitioning program, where if you live in a place where you don't have a public high school, the state will pay for those students to attend private school. But here, Mid-Vermont, the school will have to sign a non-discrimination affirmation and attest to things that the school simply doesn't believe in. And so because they couldn't do that, they were kicked out of that program as well.
I mean, ultimately, when, you know, and that can't be the only Christian school in Vermont. So I'm curious, what ramifications does this have for other religious schools there?
Well, you're absolutely right. This isn't the only school we've heard from. So certainly with regard to the sports program, that, as heinous as it is, I'm only aware of that one instance. But on the academic side, there are other schools that are in the same predicament. They, too, have noted their disagreement with the state's requirements. And right now they sort of are holding those situations in abeyance while this case proceeds forward.
All right. Well, again, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Ryan Tucker from Alliance Defending Freedom, and this case involving Mid-Vermont Christian School. And this is something that every person in the country needs to pay very close attention to. the ruling, and let's talk about this. What was the main decision reached by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit regarding Mid-Vermont's case?
Well, we're waiting to get there. We still have the, like I said, we have a hearing set in April where we're going to have these matters first viewed by a district court judge. And then depending on how that goes, we'll end up at the Second Circuit. But this won't be our first rodeo at the Second Circuit. Just a couple of years ago, we had to file another lawsuit on behalf of another religious school that was dealing with similar issues. We won at the Second Circuit, so we feel confident of, you know, our arguments and our position within the court. But it's unfortunate that we even have to file lawsuits like this.
Well, it's not right. Certainly glad that ADF is there and that you guys are on this case. The good people over at Mid-Vermont Christian School are certainly in good hands. So we appreciate you phoning in today.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right. Again, Ryan Tucker, who is senior counsel over at Alliance Defending Freedom. And again, folks, ToddStearns.com, click on that banner at the top of the page, and you're going to be able to help them as they fight cases like the Mid-Vermont Christian School lawsuit. Unbelievable what they're doing to good Christians there in Vermont. All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Hope you are doing well today. Big event tonight, State of the Union Address. And Mike Collins, by the way, Congressman Collins from Georgia, had invited the parents of Lakin Riley to attend as his special guest. It's quite an honor to be invited, and they declined to do so. As a result, Congressman Collins says he will leave his seat. Every member of Congress allowed to invite one person, and that seat will be left vacant in honor of the memory of Lakin Riley. You think Biden's going to mention Lakin Riley tonight in the address? I don't think so. I really don't. But that's where we are. All right. Mike Johnson speaking out now on not on the massive spending bill that he shoved through with the help of Democrats, but weighing in on President Trump's big victory on Tuesday, cut eight.
Tomorrow, the American people, as you know, we're going to hear from President Biden about the State of the Union. And I've been asked many times, as many of us have, if you had to describe in one word what you believe the State of the Union is, you've heard the word crisis, you've heard catastrophe. I think maybe a summary is decline. And I say that with great sadness, we all do. But it's because of this president and his administration that we are indisputably in decline.
Yes, but he's not doing anything to help. As a matter of fact, if Mike Johnson keeps this nonsense up, I think the Republicans are going to lose control of the House. This guy is horrible, just a horrible leader. And it's sad for me to say that because I liked the guy. But, you know, what else are we supposed to do here, folks? Mike Johnson shuts us out. We've been shut down. He won't talk to any conservative leaders up on Capitol Hill. What do you make of that? Is he a closet liberal? Is that what's going on here? Is Mike Johnson a never-Trumper, a closet never-Trumper? Is he trying his best to sabotage the congressional elections in the fall? Because that's what's going to happen. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Want to play some audio here of Kathy Hochul, cut number 7.
Point one, I'm redeploying nearly 1,000 members of the New York State Police, MTA Police, and MTA National Guard to conduct bag checks in the city's busiest transits. You'll start seeing them at the tables, making sure that weapons are not being brought in, working in concert with our New York State Police, as well as our NYPD. Because no one heading to their job or to visit family or to go to a doctor appointment should worry that the person sitting next to them possesses a deadly weapon.
All right. That's the governor of New York weighing in on the National Guard being dispatched to MTA, the subway entrances there in New York City. Want to go now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman Andy Biggs joins us from the great state of Arizona. Congressman, thank you. And I know a big night tonight with the State of the Union address. What are you expecting to hear?
I expect that he's going to blame the border crisis on Republicans. I think he's going to say that the economy's all hunky-dory, no need to believe your eyes when you go to the grocery store or pay gas. I think he's going to demand more money for Ukraine. I think he's going to talk about Green New Deal stuff and want to accelerate that, stuff like that. I think he's also going to talk about Gaza. I think he's going to talk about, I think there's a story out that I've seen indicating he's going to talk about wanting to build a port to receive humanitarian aid in the Gaza Strip. So, I mean, stuff like that. It's going to be pretty broad range, but I think he's going to gaslight people about and tell them things that just aren't really very accurate.
Congressman, I know that you were pretty upset yesterday over the passage of that spending bill, Speaker Johnson working with the Democrats to get that through. What is going on with Speaker Johnson?
It's inexplicable to me. You know, so that spending bill blew the caps off. You had 6,000 earmarks or something like that that totaled almost $13 billion. I don't know. You can't even explain it. It doesn't make sense anymore. I mean, he blames it on the Freedom Caucus, and I'm like, I've given you bills and stuff and ideas. Just put them on the floor. Let's fight. Let's see if we can win one of these things instead of surrendering all the time. That's why I actually told him that.
What did he say to you?
He gets a little perturbed with me. he's not. Let's just put it this way: he's not happy with me, but. I mean, I've known him for years, and so I feel very comfortable saying, look, here's the deal, and he feels very comfortable telling me why he thinks I'm wrong. But we argue back and forth.
We had Congressman Bob Good on, chairman of the House Reading Caucus, yesterday or day before yesterday, and he's saying that that Johnson is not listening to them. He's certainly not listening to any folks in the talk radio world. So I'm wondering who is giving him this very bad guidance right now.
Well, I think staff. I think he has some residue left over from the previous occupant of that position. I also think that he feels this obligation to raise a bunch of money. And as soon as you start feeling an obligation to raise a bunch of money around here, these people start trying to steer you certain directions. And I think they're trying to steer in certain directions.
Well, I'm concerned, Congressman, and steer me away from this if I'm wrong here, but I'm concerned that Speaker Johnson could either be intentionally or inadvertently causing the Republicans to lose control of the House in the fall with his behavior.
I am very concerned about that as well, because I look at it and I say, you might get a tremendous undervote. So I think people are going to vote for Trump. I think they're going to vote for him. The question is, do they vote for members of Congress that they think are going to help or hurt the America First agenda? And if they think somebody's kind of weak on stuff, the way that our leadership has been, I think they say things like, well, I'm just not going to vote for the Republican member of Congress. And if that's the case, we have a chance of either having a really narrow majority then, or if we have a majority at all.
Well, as we've said, Congressman, from, you know, since all of this was blown up with the McCarthy being ousted, that the clock, we were on the clock at that point. Is it too late? Is it too late for a leadership change? Are we pretty much stuck with Johnson?
I think we are pretty much, and that's the word I would use, stuck with him for now. I mean, I can't tell you how frustrating it is to have believed that we would see a dramatic shift, you know, something very dramatic. Um, and And then he starts off right away doing an Israel supplemental, which had a pay for in it. In other words, we were taking that money from the IRS expansion of Joe Biden and redirecting it. And I thought, man, that's exactly what you need to be doing. And then since then, it hasn't gone so well. And, I mean, he's going to hose us on the FISA reauthorization. Don't be surprised if you see a clean reauthorization on that stuck somewhere. And he keeps saying, we're going to fight on the border. It's going to be our hill to die on. Well, what are you doing to erect that battlement? Nothing.
Well, Congressman, we appreciate you coming on. We're coming up on a hard break here, but I wish there was better news coming out of the House, but it is what it is. And I know that a lot of conservative voters are just incredibly frustrated, but we will hopefully that is not going to deter people from getting out and voting in November. Good luck tonight, and we'll be watching, Congressman.
All right, me too. I'll be watching too, Todd.
All right, thanks. Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona phoning in, busy day up on Capitol Hill. But as you heard him say, looks like we're pretty much stuck with Mike Johnson until the elections in November. And then Republicans, if they are in fact going to maintain control of the House, they're going to have to get this figured out. Because this is not working with the current leadership. All right, folks, that is going to wrap things up here. Again, don't forget, head over to the website and support Alliance Defending Freedom. Tonight, 5 o'clock, we will continue with the State of the Union coverage on Newsmax 2. So we'll have some great guests coming your way again on the TV show coming up at 5 o'clock tonight. Get out there. Have a great day, everybody. Peace out, America.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.